Thank you for calling XPO. This is Marvin speaking. How may I help you?
Marvin, hi. My name is Lydia. I'm calling from Best Buy. Can I get you the FMS I need assistance with?
Okay. What's your name again?
Lydia.
Okay. And what's the FMS number?
772-08127.
Okay, you said 772.
Zero 8127.
Okay, just a second. Okay, it's not coming up under that FMS number. But what's the customer's? Do you have the?
I have the external number.
Yeah, what's the external number?
0799-6237.
Okay, just a second. Okay, what's the customer's first and last name and address?
Humayun Piruz in 4964 South Ridgeside Circle.
Okay, just a second.
Okay, so I hope I seem to have really bad luck when I'm calling around this time because I always get disconnected by most of the reps, so I hope it doesn't happen with us. But I called in earlier asking why this had been a no-call, no-show because the client had called in very, very upset. Stating that he'd been waiting all day, that, you know, he had spoken to someone and finally somebody told him until now that it wasn't going to happen. So I started checking our systems. I didn't see any notations on any of my call centers having any interactions with the client. And it looks like a rep there found like somewhat of a note. And she said something about a rejected status. But when I asked her what that meant, she didn't know how to explain that to me. And then I asked her who would know. She claimed she placed me on hold, but she placed me on mute. And then she hung up on me. So that's where I'm at. I just need to get the client more information because, like I said, they're extremely irate at this point. And I don't know, isn't going to cut it on my end. So I just need somebody that, you know, can help me get some concrete details here for the client.
Okay. This was not assigned. When this was set up, it was not assigned to a tech office. So a Best Buy rep called in. We told her that it was not assigned and that we would have to send this over to our regional office to have this assigned. And once that has been assigned, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. There was a delay. I thought you were done. So I didn't mean to interrupt. But I guess
that's
my question is, when orders get created, systematically speaking, and it finally trickles down to your system, does it automatically assign somebody in the area or somebody has to manually assign someone?
Okay. When you all set up the orders, it should be in your system that you all can assign or the signs, because we don't set up the work orders. All work orders are generated from Best Buy and sent to us.
Yeah, but we don't assign in specific local tech offices. It just says XPO and it gets sent out to your system. So that's what I'm asking. After it's assigned to XPO on our end and it arrives to yours, is it something that systematically it gets figured out, or somebody within, you know, access to your system says, okay, this is from this area, we need to send someone up.
But all I know is that you all are, you assign the work orders, it comes to us. Once it comes to us and we pull up the work order, it's already assigned to a tech office.
Okay.
So I don't know.
My question is, why was it saying rejected then? Somebody manually rejected it, or the system just glitched out? That's my question.
I don't know. I don't know about rejected. I don't know about all that. All I know is it wasn't assigned, and we have to send it over to our regional office to have it assigned to a tech office. And once we have it, once our regional office assigns, then we'll call a customer back to reschedule.
Okay, so then that's my question. Why is it that now that it's being escalated, somebody can manually assign it? That's because the system didn't do it initially, or that's because somebody should have done it?
As I said, once again, we don't create the work orders here at XBO. It's supposed to be created by Best Buy, and Best Buy sends it over to us.
Okay, but we're done with the created part.
I don't know, ma'am.
But who would have that information?
You would need to speak with our regional office on that, ma'am.
Okay, so can I go ahead and be communicated with them, or how did we get connected there?
I don't have a number I can give to you for the regional office.
Okay, so how do we get connected to somebody who has the answers to that?
You would probably have to check with someone at Best Buy, because I don't have the number to give to you for the regional office, ma'am. I only have an email address, and I can't give out that email address, ma'am.
Okay, so then can you go ahead and provide whatever email you sent, my email, so then they can reach me directly? Once again, I can't come back to the client and say, look, they don't know how it got, not assigned, but they're going to assign you now. Like, that doesn't cut it. Like, I don't knows don't work. And if you guys don't want to take the time to actually get me that information, then I need to speak with somebody who does. So I do need to just have you give my email to this regional manager, so then we can move forward from there and get the client some answers here.
Man, what's your email address?
It's Lydia, Lydia, dot Lopez, Lopez, at bestbuy.com.
I'll send this in my email to the regional.
Okay,
and
I'll go ahead and hold while you send that.
Okay, what's your first name once again? How you spell Lydia? Your first name? Spell it out.
Lydia. Lydia.
Hold for a second.
Thank you.